I was the first young man from Llanfairpwllgwyngyllgogerychwyrn to be apprenticed as an electrician. I was about 16 when, in 1929, they did not at it from running the poles and the cables from Dolgarrog over the whole year, and it was ready for connecting up. And I was working as an apprentice in a house just about a few hundred yards from the substation. One of the staff of the engineer came along and asked my boss, could I be spared for an hour to come along to the official switching on of electricity in Llanfairpwllgwyngyllgogerychwyrn? And he said, of course, by all means. And I trotted off. And there were quite a lot of VIPs there in a building that happens to be under the stage of the town hall. After the engineer and the engineers, North Wales Power from Dolgarrog, had found that everything was ready, the engineer himself, Mr. Llewellyn Owen, he just tried it on, switching on the panels, and yes, everything's all right. His immediate sub was asked to switch on the workshop. And then he called me over and he said, now we're going to light the whole room up now and you are going to switch. And he pointed the switch that I was, and I walked in, switched it on, and the whole room lit up. That had never been lit up before, of course. Quite an event. Perhaps as a young lad, I didn't think all that much, only to tell my mates that I had this honour of switching on. But now, looking back at it, it was part of the history of Llanfairpwllgwyngyllgogerychwyrn.
Electricity, of course, we take it for granted these days. We put Absolutely. On a switch and everything is lit up. Mm-hmm. But of course, you remember a time where Quite. You didn't have that luxury.
Yeah, well, I've got grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and they just can't understand how the village or the town could exist without electricity. But you see, I was brought up with the lamp on the kitchen table and candles to go to bed. But that was it. And nobody thought anything of it. And I had a grandmother. They had a farm right at the very top end of the village, and the chapel that she was a member of was right down in the village. And she hardly ever missed a Sunday evening service, summer or winter. So in the winter, her only means of finding a way down was a candle within a jam pot with a piece of string round so that it would make a handle for her to use. And she would leave this pot in a particular friend's house near the chapel so that she could use it to go back home again. That was life in Llanfairpwllgwyngyllgogerychwyrn prior to 1929. But there were happy days.